There are five people on Virginia's parole board, all of them appointed by the governor. The chairman, Karen Brown, has a law degree from George Mason and was a prosecutor for 16 years. The other four members are a former public defender, a city councilman and corrections department veteran, a high school teacher and former state legislator, and a Baptist minister. Kevin writes, thinks we could do better.
The original motto of the parole board is that this would be a group of experts who really knew something about human behavior and changing human behavior.
Wrights is a professor of law at the University of Minnesota and a national expert on parole. He thinks board members, who make up to $125,000 a year, should have very specific credentials and, once appointed, should be empowered to do their jobs without fear. Instead, they can be fired by the governor for any reason.
There is a feeling that if I let this person out today, and God forbid he or she goes on to do something terrible, then that's on me. On the other hand, if I make the cautious decision and keep the person in, then there's no risk to me. They have a reasonably nice job, but if they make a mistake and let the wrong person out, that job could be gone tomorrow.
The board uses a system for scoring people who are up for parole, and Wright says one such tool has proven very effective here in Virginia.
The Sentencing Commission has a risk assessment instrument that it gives to judges, and it has distilled the important risk factors for nonviolent crimes down to a list of about 7 or 8. It's a one-page form, and primarily it's some information about the current offense, a lot of information about prior criminal history, age and gender. It's not a long list of factors that can at least sort people into rough categories.
Those in the low-risk category are diverted from prison to treatment programs or community service. And over a 10-year period, Wright says, not one has gotten into serious trouble again. Age alone is a good predictor of how likely a person is to commit another crime, according to mental health professionals like Harvey Yoder, a counselor and clergyman from Harrisonburg.
I'm just about to do a blog with photos of 22 men from a Virginia prison who were incarcerated as teens from ages 13 to 19. The difference, even in just brain development, of someone who is in his 50s or 60s and a teenager is vast. You know, the behavior that they exhibit at one stage in life doesn't necessarily carry over into the rest of their life.
Yoder says you can also predict who will go straight, in part, by looking at a person's conduct behind bars.
If any environment ever would test someone as to whether they're going to go in a responsible direction or become ever more criminal, it would be a prison. It's the kind of environment that is far worse than the worst neighborhood that any of these men come from.
But the board may not be giving much weight to any of these things. There are about 1,000 inmates eligible for parole because they're over the age of 60 and have served a certain amount of time. Some have been model prisoners, but last year, only 3% were freed.